I went to Sasquatch, which is a campground near Harrison, and yeah, I had a good time. I need to get out of town so badly, and I'm sure many of you listeners will understand what I mean. Like, I mean, the term just ended. I've been like working, going to school, all doing all that stuff, and then I have summer school now, which just started today. So I was like, hey, I got to get out of town like in that 1 week that I've got between exams and school again. So I did. Actually, I did that twice. And I'm much more relaxed. Yeah, maybe a little on edge after the first trip because we did go to Sasquatch, and I swear that I heard Sasquatch, or many more than just one Sasquatch, at, on like the Sunday night or something when we were there. And it's being Sunday night, most of the campground was deserted, and I was very scared, very scared. In fact, I haven't been that scared in a long time. I couldn't even think of the last time I was that scared. Anyway, so I went out of town again this weekend. I feel a lot better. Maybe a little out of it because I started summer school today, and the first time I've ever sat through a 3-hour course. I know a lot of people have done that before, but I just cannot sit still for more than an hour at a time. So I'm kind of like wired, but also probably not wired the right way. Anyway, let's talk about music. I have a pretty interesting show, really packed show, so maybe I shouldn't talk so much, hey? I'm going to be featuring the new CD out by Martin and Haynes called Freedman, and they're actually playing with Ryan Driver at the Western Front on Friday night at 8 o'clock. Tickets are $15 or $12 in advance, and $10 for members or students, and I will be there, so come and I'd love it if like you listen to the show and you come and like find me and you're like, hey, my name is whatever your name is and I listen to your show and I'd love to meet you. So there's three people at the concert, but only two people performing on this CD. This CD has Gene Martin, who plays Suitcase on the CD, and he's an award-winning drummer. And he also runs Barnyard Records, which is what this record is released on. And Martin Haynes, he's bringing sort of the subtler sounds of ukulele to wider audiences. So he'll be playing ukulele. And their new album is called Freedman because they're playing the music of Mick Freedman. Also, for the concert on Friday, Ryan Driver will be playing with them as well. And a couple weeks ago, I featured Blah 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 666. And he was the street sweeper bristle bass player from that band. So it should be a really great show. So I'll start with I'll start with one track from them. And then after that, I'll be playing something by the group My Cat is an Alien and Honore Zafiri, their collaboration on improvising. And the CD it was released on is called Through the Magnifying Glass of Tomorrow, which also comes with a DVD of video. And it's released on Altavistic Records. They are an Italian duo into really spacey things. So, spacey. Yeah. Great. Lots of sound and visual art components which come with the video, which is so cool. I mean, how many people release music with a DVD? I don't know. Two films on that DVD. And so it's two brothers, Maurizio and Roberto Apollo. And Zafiri, their collaborator, is also an Italian pioneer of electronic music. He's 80 years old now, so he's like a pioneer of electronic music. And I'm going to be playing the second improv from that album, which is called Improv Number 2, appropriately. But before that, here is a track performed by Martin and Haynes, and it's called Zombies Love Dancing to This Number. Thank you.
Every Monday and Friday, something extraordinary goes on at CITR. It's the scramble to put together a news show that offers an alternate view of the headlines. News 101 brings you the latest in news from around campus and the world. So if you're tired of the same old take on the world around you, listen to News 101. That's every Monday and Friday at 5 p.m. on CITR.
All right, welcome back to the show. Well, welcome back to Earth, first of all. We just heard, if you're just tuning in, My Cat is an Alien and Onore Zafiri, their second improv on their album Through the Magnifying Glass of Tomorrow. Next up, I'll be playing another track by Martin and Haynes. This one is, I love the titles. I think everyone should have funny titles for their songs. My technical difficulties led to rhythmical complexities. And then following that, I'm going to be playing something by the composer Philip Warren. And this is from a compilation of his electronic music that was composed while he was teaching at SFU, I believe. Philip Warren was an electronic artist taught by many influential artists like Milton Babbitt and Roger Sessions. And he moved to Canada in 1968 and taught at SFU until 1971, I think. And he works with electronic music and computer sampling. Okay, so the track I'm going to be playing from this album is called Vortex. Woohoo! I like all these like spacey, weird, time-space themed things. Anyway, here is Martin and Haynes, Technical Difficulties. Thank you. Wow, that was like 1970s drone music. Not drone music. Noise music, sorry. That was really long. That was by Philip Warren, ex-professor at SFU. Next up, I'll be playing some more from Martin and Haynes. And if you're just tuning in, they will be playing with Ryan Driver at the Western Front this Friday at 8 p.m. Don't miss it. The Western Front is a cool place to see music. And I'll be playing... Whoops. That's embarrassing. There goes my cell phone. Ooh, dear. Oh, and it's my mom. Isn't that cute? Okay. The track I'll be playing from them is called She's Not My Girlfriend. My Girlfriend's Normal. And following that, I'll be playing three tracks recorded by the artist Brian Davis. And he's a Toronto-based artist, and these were finished in 2005. And what he did, now it's called 10 Band Albums, Burned, and Then Played. And that's exactly what they are. So I will be playing a Stravinsky album, and they're only like 2 minutes each. Stravinsky, First Family, Louie Louie, or let's see, The Beatles. Yeah, be playing those. But first, here is Martin and Haynes.
Before I can do the show.
You're starting tonight.
We'll do it live! If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
Yeah, I think so. Anyway, I forgot to mention what's coming up after me. Well, as usual, 5 o'clock, we've got... actually, today we've got a fill-in. I don't know if the newsies are coming in during the summer. We should see. But I got a fill-in coming in at 5. And then 5:30, Career Fast Track with Philip D. Sun and Night Dreams with Jolly John Tanner airs at 6 p.m. 7:30 is Radio Free Gak with Gary Kay. 9 o'clock is The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker. And now moving on, I'm going to be playing some stuff by Brian Davis. right, so show's pretty much over, except for one more track I'm going to be playing. The last one by Martin and Haynes. This one's called I'm Okay If You're Okay. And thanks for tuning in. I hope to see you Friday at the show. If not, tune in on Monday for another one. See ya.
Shaved head. Maybe she's some sort of holy woman. Except she's wearing a long necklace and toe rings, and her grey sari looks quite expensive. It's hard to be sure of anything when you're just passing by. As our train pulls away over a wide, dry riverbed, I'm thinking, Toonie looks like a peaceful, well-ordered place. Turns out that Toonie marks the start of Naxalite territory, the rural revolt driven by poverty and social injustice, the Maoist menace which the government describes as India's number one security threat. Just shows you can only see so much looking out of a train window.
And if you want to see George himself, you can just put in BBC India train into any search engine, and you'll come up with plenty of photos and audio of him speaking to various people all across the country.
Absolutely, and there's also a very nice blog by Sutik Biswas, who's also following the train.
BBC World Service.
Their worlds are not ones of global politics or world events.
My world is a world of books.
Theirs is a world unique to them.
Maybe the autopsy room. No one can criticize on me.
Six unique perspectives from six unique people.
I'm an attorney. I do a lot of matrimonial work.
My World. Friday at 9 a.m, 1 p.m. and 8 p.m. on the BBC World Service.
If you've missed a programme or a story, you can catch up at the BBC's website. Scroll through our highlights at the bottom of the front page of bbcworldservice.com.
This is the BBC in Shanghai.
Bangalore.
Melbourne.
New York.
Wherever you are, you're with the BBC.
It's midnight GMT. Hello, I'm John Jason with the latest news headlines from the BBC. President Barack Obama has announced plans to close overseas tax loopholes for